This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory. Looking forward to seeing Tom Mertz on Wednesday at the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. As you know, that my latest vehicle purchase was from Sunbury Motors. And I got exactly what I wanted. I've been thrilled with what I have. I'm thrilled with how I was treated, how easy the entire process was, the amount of great inventory they had. Just a long list. That's why Sunbury Motors was the one I had to turn to. Well, if you're asking for advice, I'd say that's the place for you to turn to as well. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory. With the all-important Sunbury Motors guarantee, you may not be able to afford a new car, but you need a car. And pre-owned inventory may be the way you have to go. Okay, well, go with the one that goes over every pre-owned inventory with a fine-tooth comb to make the buying experience better. Go with that group. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So, my question would be to the audience, what have you thought of the Olympic coverage so far? Todd, I don't know how much you've watched. You've probably watched more than I have, but you do work nights too, and I've been working nights, so I haven't seen a lot of it. But now Dan Hicks and Rowdy Gaines at the pool. I saw, I don't know, of all the races, I probably saw maybe a half dozen, maybe slightly less than a half dozen. But as usual, their coverage has been great. I want to give Dan Hicks a lot of credit. We always talk about Jim Nance, justifiably, Joe Buck, justifiably, Al Michaels, justifiably, Kevin Burkhardt, justifiably. Dan Hicks never gets mentioned among the best. But then when you sit down and look at the body of work, you're talking about sports where the pace is cannot be exponentially different between a race and a golf tournament. And he's great at both. And I think he deserves to get a lot of credit for what he does. He is outstanding, a true pro's pro. And Rowdy Gaines we've had Rowdy Gaines on the show before, but really, really good. A lot of the other coverage, I've kind of like sat back and went. I've watched a lot. Now, Noah Eagle, by the way, has been terrific on basketball. He's been really good on basketball, which isn't a surprise. Noah's a great young announcer. But there's some other stuff in this thing where I kind of went, okay. What have you thought, Todd?
I think if you're watching it on, like what I see, which is more the gold zone, wherever that is on Peacock during the day. I think they're doing a good job. I think part of the problem is the stuff at primetime is not in service of people like us. And I think that's why I don't like it as much and you don't like it as much. It's just,
well, I haven't watched much of the primetime. Yeah. I'm talking about stuff I've seen live.
I have not gotten a chance to watch any of the track yet. I was pretty busy yesterday and this morning, so it's the last crunch for our football magazine. So, but yeah. Are they all there? I guess that's my first question. Are all the announcers there?
I believe, yeah. I don't think anything's being called in studio the way Tokyo was or Beijing.
Well, then that's, I think that's they're a little actually less of physically.
Well, there is not. I don't think there is an excuse on
no.
this. No, I think that it's just. So I'll go back to the track part. Okay, now that part I saw live. It was the only race I saw. I saw a couple of heats yesterday for the 1500 meters, and then I saw the 100. When the 100 meter race came up, I went, "Whoa! Hey, okay, I'm in." Right? So, like, all right. So they get to it, and all right, it happens. All right, so it happens, okay? You know, that Lee Diffie didn't get it, okay? Tried to use his instinct. Okay, once in a while you're going to get one that's wrong. But it's what the director did. This is not about impressing your colleagues to win awards. This is about doing your best for the audience, and there is a difference between the two. And that's the problem I have with this. Everything was about reaction shots, and not telling anybody what was actually going on. You know, not explaining in the moment the rule about the chest versus the foot. Not putting up the results so you knew what the times were. Not explaining that Curley finished third, which means he ends up with a bronze medal as an American. I'm watching this and Curley has an American flag around him, and that's the only... And I can't sit there as the viewer, and I'm assuming he has a bronze medal because he has an American flag. Tell me.
Dick from Milton is on the line, sir.
Hello, Dick from Milton. How are you today, my friend?
I'm on grass, but thanks anyhow. Gave me a break. I was supposed to rain for a couple of days, so I thought I'd better get it done.
Smart.
Not that I'm doing your weather for you. But anyhow, I wanted to tell you, they actually did cover the finish of that 100 meters, and they actually even had an anatomy shot of the shoulder where it counts.
Right, I understand.
Obviously, after you left and went to practice, but they did that. They actually covered the whole thing. They had a whole anatomy of the shoulder and told exactly where the winners. You know, when you're talking about 1/5000ths or whatever of a second, it's really close.
No, it's really close, Dick. But guess what? I stood there for 5 minutes. I didn't just
I heard
like,
you.
Okay.
I heard you when I was mowing grass. But they actually did cover it. I made it up to the fact that it wasn't right away.
It took too long. Jack Hammer and I are doing things in the moment.
I know. But, I understand that.
I mean, I'm sorry. I do this for a living. They did a lousy job. I mean, to say they did a lousy job is me giving them more credit than they deserve.
No, hey, I'm not telling you it wasn't too long, but they did do it. They actually did make the point, and I actually never knew that part of it was where the winning, you know, when you're with that part of the shoulder, even they actually pinned it right down to almost a muscle, or you know, it's kind of.
Right.
But
yeah.
That's my other point about the Olympics, and don't take this the wrong way, but I never saw the first Greek Olympics on TV. Or even a radio, but there's too damn many sports. there's way too many. They have sports I've never heard of. They're actually Olympic sports now, which is, I think, is pretty absurd because I know pretty much every sport.
Yeah, I mean, you know? when they years ago, when they added, I can't remember which Olympiad it was, ballroom dancing. I looked around, and went, "What?
No, yeah.
It's a great skill." It's beautiful. Well, I don't sit there and think it's a sport.
Well, you know, and I always go back, harken back to a number of years ago. You'll know this when they thought about eliminating wrestling, which was actually one of the original sports. You know, and now they have synchronized diving, and I'll guarantee you, within a short time, pickleball will be an Olympic sport.
Oh yeah, I agree with you, Dick. I think you're right.
I just don't see some of these things. That, you know, God bless the athletes that do them. I know they put in a lot of work in, but I'm sorry, it's just not the same anymore. It's just, you know, there's so many sports. There's not enough TV networks to cover them all pretty soon.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you. Because there's stuff in there that makes no sense. And why is wrestling not 10 weight classes, only six? I mean, it's like,
And why is it not a highlight sport on, it's on Peacock, which a lot of people don't get.
Right.
I do. And I turned it on this morning as there at the desk at Bucknell. I turned it on a while, and it was hard to follow. I just turned it back off again because they weren't over talking. I mean, literally, if you had the multi of free match, whatever was going on, I didn't know anybody out there at all. Nobody. And
Right. And again, so, this is their coverage. Their job, especially in something like this, is to inform you and give you the best shot as a viewer to enjoy it. And they're not doing that.
I did enjoy the swimming. I did enjoy the track and field that I got to see. And I enjoyed the some of that. I actually enjoyed the women's volleyball. I guess men's volleyball must be coming on later. But the women's volleyball was excellent, and the coverage was excellent.
Yes,
and the announcer, I like all of that stuff. Sometimes the announcers are too critical of things. To me, they are anyhow. You know, they take away from the person's accomplishments by being really critical of things.
Right.
In a sense.
If they didn't talk like that,
I would have noticed some of the stuff.
I would say in a judged sport, let's go with a judged sport.
Yeah.
I think it's their obligation to explain the deduction here, the deduction there, and why. Because, as you pointed out, the scores are so close. So why this person and not this person? So I'm okay with them explaining, okay, there's going to be a deduction for that, deduction for that. To me, that's good analysis by explaining that way you know why there's a separation between two people. And it's judged. I mean, you know, I'm sitting there going, wow, that's pretty cool. The only way I can do that is if I tripped and fell.
Well, the only other comment I'll make, and it was the one volleyball, a lady announcer, was really critical of one of the players. She literally blamed every point lost on one player, which I think was kind of stupid, you know?
Wow.
You know, because it was a U.S. player, wasn't necessarily playing up to her potential or her overall standards, but she didn't lose that whole, every match or every point for him, you know?
Right.
And I thought she was really hard on this one particular. I felt bad for the player. You know, good thing she didn't hear, or the coach didn't hear, because I thought it was kind of ignorant of her to just be blaming this one player who probably is a higher caliber player than she was playing that day. But everybody has a bad day occasionally. Maybe that was her bad day. You know,
Dick, I agree with you absolutely. I watched a couple of men's volleyball matches because of Aaron Russell, Maxie Holt, and Anderson. Maddie Anderson, so I've watched some of that. That's been good coverage. That's been fine.
But all in all, I think it's been fair. It's been good. The announcers have done a decent job. You know, obviously, it's on so many venues around France that they're having these things at, and it's hard to watch it because it's on NBC, and then their substations, I'll call them stuff, Black, and then Peacock. And it's on a lot of different, so you can't literally watch everything. You just can't. Not that I really want to, but you couldn't even if you wanted to. As I say, and there's just way too many sports. Synchronized diving. I always thought diving was a part of swimming. It was pretty, but I've never been to a swim meet where they had two divers at the same time.
Neither have I.
So I don't understand why that's. There's just too many Olympic sports. You know? They can take it down. Not that they're going to say, "Jesus, he doesn't like this. I go eliminate one." That's never going to happen. They just add more.
I remember when they added rhythmic gymnastics, and you're out there with a ribbon, and I'm like, "Going, again, all credit, as you correctly point out, Dick. I'm with you all the way. They work hard to get there. I got that, but." Just because you're there doesn't mean I want to watch it.
Well, I wouldn't watch it here. Well, the next two, mark my words, the two next Olympic sports will be pickleball and cornhole, whatever it is.
All right, Dick. I'm with you. I think you're right on both.
Well, it's almost an NCAA sport.
I know.
But cornhole, I mean, I know a lot of people that play it. At a high level, even, but it's not, you know, I never, I mean, I know you're not going to agree with this, but I really don't consider golf an Olympic sport.
Yeah, golf's an interesting. Yeah, golf and tennis are interesting ones because they are professionally played.
Right.
And, you know, I give Scottie Scheffler credit because you could tell winning that the way he won yesterday meant a lot. And I know for Novak Djokovic, beating Alcaraz was a big deal. But what's a bigger deal to them, winning the Olympic gold medal or winning the U.S. Open?
Yeah, well, and I was going to, but I am going to make one more. The guy that I feel sorriest in the history of athletics is Jim Thorpe.
Mm.
Literally. I mean, everything he did, you know, they took his medals and they take everything away from him. And now if you don't do that kind of stuff, you must be cheating. They're giving everybody all these medals for, they're giving them name and image money and they're paying them to do this stuff. Something he lost his reputation for.
Yeah, he lost his name, his reputation from the 1912 Stockholm Olympics. They eventually gave back the medals, but they did it after he already passed away. I mean, come on. You know, that's great. That's great for his ancestors.
For somebody with a name and an image, it should be Jim Thorpe, not all these other people.
Exactly.
I'm going to go on that one.
Yeah. Okay, Dick. I agree with you.
Thanks a lot.
Be good. Thanks,
God,
Dick.
To talk to you.
You too, man. He's right. But again, they took away Thorpe's medals, because of you, whatever. What was it? Because he played some baseball and got paid for it? It was baseball, I think. It wasn't football. I think it was baseball. Yeah, but then eventually they gave it back. Oh, how magnanimous of you. You also did it after he died. Well, what's the use? No offense. What's the use of that?
That might be the best part of Mongo McMichael getting into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Alive to see it.
And he had told his teammates and his family. He says, "I'm going to fight this like heck, so I'm still alive when I go into the Hall of Fame." And Steve McMichael very much had an opportunity to enjoy it, as did his family and former teammates. All right, take a break. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. Interesting time, huh? The Olympics going on right now. Football underway. What is or isn't happening at Michigan? Go ahead.
I was going to say, we saw our first big brawl of the team's doing the joint practices today. I saw the Lions and the Giants got into it. So
love it.
It's August, baby.
It's America.
I'm sure somebody was a little late in the tackle.
There we go. So tell me a little bit about the magazine.
So we preview all the teams. Obviously, it's a touch early because HEDAC starts today, actually. Today's the first day of football for the high school kids in Pennsylvania, technically. And it's just... we went away from doing a broadsheet preview to a glossier instead of we do a magazine. The Daily Item itself does a magazine, so this just counts as our August magazine. And it looks nicer. I think we were influenced. I'm sure you've seen the Altoona Mirror one that they've done for years and years and years.
Yes.
I mean, you're basically getting the same information unless there's maybe an injury in these first 2 weeks, and it's a nicer way to present it. It allows the whole thing to be full color rather than looking like a newspaper. It's something we switched to about, I think this is our fourth one.
That's great. You know, that's great. I think fans need a guide to help them with high school football and really with anything. You know, I mean, essentially what you're doing is the high school version of what Phil Steele does.
Basically, and you know, it also allows for the second part of it, which ends up being the broadsheet, is the rest of the fall sports, and it allows those guys to get to expand a little more now that the football's out of our total fall preview as well.
Now, do you do anything with the other sports, or are you just in charge of the football?
I was going to say, right now, in the fall, like right now at the beginning of the fall, it's mostly just football. Once playoffs roll around, I like to sneak out to a couple playoff soccer games and things like that, but. Because besides, you know, we do, you know, doing pages and stuff too. The rest of what other time I have, I kind of help out in the office because those guys are out during the week at soccer and field hockey and stuff like that.
This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. 6 great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills, my two personal favorites, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right. So, on this beautiful Monday, they are practicing today football. They practiced. Wednesday, Thursday last week. Off day was Friday. Practice Saturday after media day. Went last night. They're going to go tonight, tomorrow. Off day Wednesday. And then they'll go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Off day Sunday. Then a full week because they're not in class next week. And there's still class this week. They're not in class next week. And there you go. There's the rundown for you. And it's now we're at the point where you've laid a foundation. Now it's okay. Let's start finding out ones and twos, and which packages, based on personnel, can work and which ones might not have a shot at working. That's where we are. Because we're going to get to football and As much as the suit loves rhythmic gymnastics, football's slightly more popular.
Just a little.
Oh, a bold statement by you.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, my incisive commentary.
That's what Dick Girardi will say. That was really a good play. And I'll look over and go, I'll tell you, you're worth every dime they pay. One of the problems I do have with sports these days is the soap opera coverage of it. Like, for example, here's one. Controversy surrounding Simone Biles because she let her husband wear her gold medal. What's so controversial about that? She let everybody in her family wear it. If you won a gold medal, would you want your family to wear it just to get their picture taken with it? I don't understand stupid stuff. I don't understand. That's the kind of soap opera coverage. You know, they've been asking her about her husband. It's just, what the heck? Who cares? You know, last time I was watching the Packers last year a couple times, she was at the games. And she's going to be at the Bears games, too. It's like, I mean, I don't understand. And she's been a little upset by some of it. And I don't blame her. I mean, I don't blame her for that. After a while, it's like, you know, come on. At least that's me. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
It's the clickbait. I mean, you know this. It's the clickbaitishness now of the internet where, you know, it's just...
Clickbait needs to die.
I'm not arguing that point, but as soon as some people see that headline, it's going to be, oh, what controversial thing did Simone Biles do? And it doesn't matter if you think it's controversial or not. As soon as you click on it, they got you, though.
Yeah, but I don't check it anymore.
You don't. But they wouldn't be doing it if they weren't getting if people weren't clicking on them.
Yeah. See, that's what I think. The clickbait hot take, I think, is ruining, to me, the professionalism of covering sports. Now, I'm around an entire room on Saturday with the Mark Brennans, the Rich Scarcellas, the Mark Wogenriches, the Frank Bodanis, the Nate Bauer, and some good TV people like Ali Berube and Andrew Clay and people like that who do really great work. Just work. Like, they do great work. And I left out names, and it's just because I kept the list short. But, you know, Neil Riddell, people like that. I mean, we're pros. You know, you're around pros all the time. It's on a national basis. I don't understand what the obsession is on a national basis with clickbait. And I don't understand what the obsession is on hot takes on a national basis. I mean, I can't watch any of those shows. I can't.
I can't either. But somebody, you know, maybe not Skip Bayless since he's gone now, but, you know, Somebody's watching Stephen A. Smith's show. Somebody, you know, they're not giving him that kind of money if nobody's watching. Let's put it that way. But it is a huge issue just because, and I think it is more nationally because of more corporate ownership and more people that are more interested in the bottom line than getting to the bottom of a story, or where it's more important to get that click than it is to get the actual true story. And that's where we're running into all kinds of problems. News, sports, entertainment, journalism, everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. I can see why you'd say that. I think it's just something that has to just, it needs to go away. And it needs to go away because it's just not, I don't think it, hot takes and clickbait do not properly serve the sports fan. Smart analysis, to me, serves the sports fan. Doesn't mean you're always right about everything, but you have reasons behind why something did or did not happen, or what could happen. Who's a better quarterback, Dak Prescott or, you know, pick somebody, Brock Purdy? Like, who cares? Like, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it matters how their teams play, and are they responsible for in the winning and losing? I'm not a fan.
I hate to say this, but I mean, if that, again, everything is money. So if that stuff sold, Sports Illustrated would still be around. Sporting News would still be around in its previous state. You know, things like that.
You're correct.
I miss my weekly Sports Illustrated, man.
I mean, you're not incorrect about that. I mean, so it's not like you're not that you're wrong. No, you're correct. That it's about the money and what sells. But in my opinion, it's just my opinion, I don't think that, for example, First Take with Stephen A. Smith, especially with the time of day it's on, has as many viewers as people realize. I don't think, you know, because at that time of the day, what are you watching at work?
I get it, I mean, let's go to McAfee. I mean, if you look at his viewership numbers, you wonder why it's worse for them. I think there's less than 400,000 live viewers for him during the day.
Right. Time of day.
But they must, I mean, he's obviously making money for them somewhere if they're, like, they don't even own his show, you know?
Right.
I mean, they're paying him for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see where they claim YouTube views, but how is ESPN making money off of his YouTube views?
You know, it's interesting. He catches a lot of criticism for what he does. You know, because everybody wants to be critical of everybody. You know, I think for the most part he has stayed true to himself. Now that doesn't mean everything is then becomes subjective. His style may be something that a person over in Hummelsworth loves, and his style may be something that somebody in Turbotville can't stand. It's all subjective. Now, $85 million? They must think he's worth $85 million. I don't know.
They fired one of their most important executives for him.
Yeah, I mean, they did. No, I know they did.
I mean,
I know. That's a little different.
I just saw him tweet this weekend to contact them if you want to be on the show, if you want to be a guest, because if you contact ESPN, it won't get to them from ESPN. So, I mean, there's clearly problems at times in the relationship between the two, but obviously it's working out for both of them.
At least to this point, it has.
Yeah.
Now, is he going to do game day?
Yeah, I think that was announced at the end of last week.
Okay, so he's going to do game day. Okay, that's fine. You know, but it's a lot of money to be paying. And look, I have respect for anybody who wants to get out. How many hours? He's what, on 3 hours a day?
Yeah.
You know, and Smith's on a whole bunch of things where, you know, it's almost nonstop for him. So I do respect, you know, what they do and the hours that they put in. I have a lot of respect for that. I don't know. But I still sit there and go, okay. It's like, you know, I respect it.
I guess my biggest problem is, you know, I remember when Stephen A. Smith was at the Inquirer, and he was a really good reporter, and now it's just shtick.
Oh no, Dick Girardi worked with him.
Yeah, like my two favorite things to do on a Saturday afternoon when I was working at the paper in the office all the time was to print out the Jason Stark notes column and to print out the Stephen A. Smith notes column.
Oh, the fact that Stark is sitting there. I mean Stark's on the Athletic.
Yes.
And the fact that ESPN moved him out.
That's a whole nother discussion.
I don't get it. See, that stuff like that, I don't grasp, and that's a problem to me.
I honestly, ESPN is all who runs it. You know, it depends on who, if the guy's more into sports or more into entertainment, and there seem to be more into entertainment currently.
Yeah, well, it is the Entertainment Sports and Programming Network. Yes. I mean, so that's what the E stands for. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. That's part of, well, what they want. I mean, that's why when I sit back and I look at what ESPN does, why do almost all their studio shows struggle? That should be an area where they're excelling. You know, because they're the sports network. And their studio shows, one after another, fall short of other people. Their NBA show is nowhere near in the class of Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaq. They're not even in the same realm. Right, their hockey one. I mean, Steve Levy does a decent job. That's okay, but Liam McHugh and those guys are just more fun and better to watch. Why? Why?
Well, they relegated hockey because they didn't have the TV stuff, and then you know, Barry Melrose left, or did he pass away?
Barry Melrose left, but I think he's not been well.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's the biggest. I just think, I mean, how many times did they revamp that? NBA show, like you said, to compete with that? It's just.
Right. Melrose, by the way, has Parkinson's disease. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it seems that they fell into the trap that, you know, the newspaper industry did too, as well as trying to chase the young viewer, and I think you have to have a balance of that, obviously, and I don't think that they've figured out that balance yet either.
No, they have not. I agree with that. They're trying to chase 18 to 34, and my only question would be, how's that going for you? Yeah. Now, they'll give you some mumbo-jumbo answer, but it's not going that well. Bottom line is, how good's the game? Yeah, how good's the game? All right, we'll come back more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
I feel like we're in the eighth inning of Fenway Park. Well done.
Not singing that loudly.
He actually showed up and did it a couple times there, Neil Diamond. Like, live. Like, wow. Whoa, all right.
If you're a baseball fan, that's an easy way to get a free ticket.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Neil. Maybe Neil's a baseball fan. I don't know. Don't know much about him.
I was going to say, like, the White Stripes guy shows up every once in a while in the stadium.
Yeah.
I think he went to this when they were showing the Korean Baseball League. I think he went to the Korean Baseball League games too.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, it was the only place you could see baseball then.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. That is true. Man, we did a lot of bizarre things during that period of time, didn't we?
I think we spent half the summer coming up with top 10 athletes from every sport we cover.
I was on every day doing this show.
Oh.
Every day. I did the show every day.
I can only imagine. It's probably like, what was that? Was it like 2 weeks? The week before you went on vacation. It's probably like that week over and over and over again. Not much going on.
Yeah, but there were things to talk about, so we did. But I never missed a show. Never missed a show. Teaching class, unless it was mandated. And there were a couple times where it was mandated that it had to be done on Zoom. I taught class in person. You know, we were all wearing masks and things like that. And the kids, you know what? And this is saying about the kids. This is not about me. That they thanked me when the class was over with because they said they needed to get out of their apartment and see other people.
Our news staff was out of the office, but the sports staff wasn't. So I don't even think we were ever not out of the office.
Right? No. And I think people know that there's another show that I do here. I showed up every day there, every day. I showed up there every day. Finally, we got a chance to do football. Jack and I did every game in person.
You're a step ahead of ESPN.
Right. Did every game in person. Dick and I were on the path to doing every game in person until finally they stepped in and said, okay, this starting at this portion of the Big Ten season, we had to do all the road games on a video feed, which stunk. And the video feeds were lousy. But... I remember two of us driving down with Joe Putnam to Virginia Tech, doing the game there. And when we were down there, the players saw us there and kept coming up one after, thanks, hey, great to see you guys, because they were just happy to see somebody they knew in person. Tells you everything.